11 members of the Al-Urf family from northern Gaza Strip live in a temporary home that is made of sand rather than cement and steel. This 100 square meter home replaced the family's house that was destroyed during 2009's Israeli war cast lid on Gaza. Om Hail, the wife of the home's owner, Mushrif Al-Ur, says that despite the fact that her sand-made home is better than a tent or a metal box temporary shelters, she looks forward to having a regular cement-made one.
In the summertime, it feels cool, and that's why we're happy with it. But during the winter, when it rains, then we suffer from water leaks, particularly after last year's Israeli war. The size of the house is quite small, but I do look forward to having a bigger one, because this home is rather temporary for me.
With a fund provided by United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in Gaza, UNRWA, local engineer Imad Al-Khaldi designed and supervised the construction of the Al-Urf's sand-made home, along with three other similar ones. Construction of each home cost $14,000. Al-Khaldi is now considering a new design that he hopes to offer to local residents whose houses were destroyed during last summer's war. He offers a ground floor 45 to 100 square meter horizontal homes in return for a total price of $5,000 to $12,000.
We will be able to build an entire home using sand. We will make some sort of an isolation layer for both water and humidity. Then we'll put a plaster including cement, estimated at 7% of the total mix of sand used. We will also add to the mix about 2% of gypsum and some small elements of mineral acids.
According to the Gaza-based construction ministry, the recent Israeli war completely destroyed about 18,000 homes in Gaza. Since then, there has been no widespread reconstruction process in the territory. The ministry suggests that with the help of UNRWA, Israel has allowed in almost 78,000 tons of cement since October of 2014. The Palestinian Contractors Union in Gaza estimates that rebuilding homes requires at least 5.5 million tons of raw building materials, including 1.5 million tons of cement alone. Nabil Abu Mu'aliq is head of the Contractors Union in Gaza.
Residents in Gaza should understand that funds could start flowing only several months after Fatah and Hamas political parties engage in a genuine reconciliation.
Over the past two decades, construction of homes in the tiny coastal territory has been mainly vertical, with an increasing number of high-rises. For RFI, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.